10.4. 1. The Red Phone Box.
In 1924, the post office organised a competition to design a new phone box. The winner was the architect Giles Gilbert Scott, who also designed Liverpool Cathedral and the building that is now Tate Modern. The first phone box was built in London in 1926. It was painted red to make it easy to see at a distance, although Scott had originally suggested silver with a blue interior. With the arrival of mobile phones in the 21st century, people didn't need phone boxes anymore, and most of them have now been removed. However, today they are considered design icons of historic importance, and several are now tourist attractions, including one of the original ones next to the Royal Academy of Arts in Piccadilly. Others have found new lives in local communities as mini libraries or art galleries, and a very few still survive as working phones.
2. The Anglepoise Lamp.
George Carwardine was an engineer who specialised in suspension systems for cars. He worked for car manufacturers for several years, but when the company he was working for went bankrupt, he decided to set up a small company on his own. He had a little workshop in his garden, and there he designed a lamp which could be moved in different directions, inspired by the human arm. He licensed his design to a company which made the springs for his lamps, and in 1935 they brought out the three-spring Anglepoise desk lamp. It was an instant success, and the exact same model, the Anglepoise 1227, is still made today. Carwardine later developed many variations on the original design, including lamps for hospital operating theatres and for military aeroplanes. But it is the classic, ever-popular Anglepoise 1227, which is today considered an iconic British design.
3. The Penguin Book Covers.
Penguin Books was started in 1935, although the classic cover was not designed until 11 years later. In 1935, publisher Alan Lane was at a bookstall on a railway platform looking for something to read, but he could only find magazines. He decided that people needed to be able to buy books that were good quality fiction but cheap, and not just in traditional bookshops, but also on railway stations and in chain stores. Lane wanted a dignified but amusing symbol for the new books, and his secretary suggested a penguin. So graphic designer Edward Young was sent to London Zoo to make drawings of penguins. The first penguin paperbacks appeared in the summer of 1935. They included the works of Agatha Christie and the American writer Ernest Hemingway. The classic book cover was designed by Young in 1946. The books were colour-coded: orange for fiction, blue for biography, and green for crime. The way people thought about books had changed forever. The paperback revolution had begun. The cover designs of Penguin books have changed a lot over the years, but the original 1946 cover, which is considered a design icon, was recently brought back and is also used on mugs, notebooks, and other items.
4. The miniskirt.
The 1960s was famous for many things, from the Beatles to the first man on the moon. But the miniskirt remains one of the decade's most long-lasting icons. Mary Quant was a British fashion designer who had a boutique called Bazaar in the King's Road, the most fashionable shopping street of the time. As a girl, she had always tried to make her school uniform skirt shorter to be more exciting looking. In 1966, she saw a group of tap dancers at a nearby school in very short skirts with socks and dance shoes. This inspired her to create the mini skirt, which she named after her favourite car, the Mini. However, the miniskirt was not popular with everyone. Coco Chanel described it as just awful, but Quant's customers loved it. Before the 1960s, young women had been expected to dress like their mothers, but this was about young people looking young. Although 1960s fashion soon changed to the long hippie clothes of the 1970s, the miniskirt has never disappeared and is still worn today by women of all ages all over the world.